This is the Aftermarket Radio Network. Hey, you're listening to Remarkable Results Radio. I'm your host, Carm Capriotto, the pioneer of automotive aftermarket podcasts. And as I think you know, I'm on a mission to advance the aftermarket by sharing important stories and insights through the voices in our industry. Consider this podcast as your personal networking group with information and insights to elevate your business. You know, it's easy to be involved in your community as a business owner. You can sign a check, donate to a raffle, or sponsor a local sporting league. While those are great gestures, are you truly connecting your brand and your heart to your community? In this episode, two shop owners explain their full commitment to their community and why it's important to their brand and their longevity in their business. Be prepared to be inspired to start your own acts of service in your community. Hey, thanks to our partners, Shopware and Broadly, for providing you this episode. You know, every piece of paper you touch adds up to seconds, minutes, and hours of your staff's time. Get paper out of your business and unlock your employees' potential with Shopware's digital shop management software on the web at getshopware.com. Hey, what's one thing that top shop owners like Urban Auto Care have that sets them apart from the rest? Well, it's hundreds of five-star reviews. Literally, you could have this too on the web at getbroadly.com/chat. And you know, we started 6 years ago and blazed a trail of audio business acumen uncompromised in the aftermarket. Now, if your story is ready to be told, come on, be featured on the podcast. Email me, carm@remarkableresults.biz. Join my mission to advance the aftermarket. I'd like to introduce you to my guests today. Charlie Marcotte, President, American Pride. Hi, Charlie.
Hey, Carm. How you doing?
Great, man. Thanks for bringing me this this topic. We've talked about it a lot. I hope this comes off exactly how we intend it to. Four-location multi-shop owner, Virginia, Yorktown, in Virginia, in Yorktown, Williamsburg, Toano, right? And Newtown.
Yes, that's right.
In 1990, Charlie and his dad, Chuck, started working on cars from a 10x10 storage unit in Williamsburg, and the rest is history.
Thank you.
His son, Andrew, is his general manager, and Dustin Brown is here. Hello, Dustin.
Hey, Carm, how are you, sir? Good to be here.
Glad to have you here. Brand new voice on the podcast from Brown Auto Experts, multi-shop owner, three locations in New Mexico, Albuquerque, the village of Los Ranchos, and Rio Rancho. Dustin and Nolan Brown are brothers, and they're third generation mechanics, and their dad's, started in what, 1982?
86. He started opened the shop in 86, but he started doing it when he was a boy, just like we did, right?
Hey, guys, we're here to talk about earning enough respect and community, and I want this episode to go beyond the what we do, the how we do it, and the who we do it with to the why. And so many people, well, I give, I have the Little League, I've got the, you know, I got the 4x8 in the back of the Little League, and every once in a while someone comes in and I give them $20 for this or a coupon for that. And the point is there's more we can do. So, Charlie, Dustin, let's start the show off with why you do what you do.
Dustin and I train together through the Transformers Institute, and we tend to sit next to each other. Over the years, I've developed a lot of respect for the way Dustin and his brother Nolan operate their company. And I think maybe New Mexico is a state that has some very, very tight communities, maybe more so than where I'm from in Virginia. It might be easier for them. I'm not sure. Maybe Dustin can speak if he goes out and looks for the opportunity. But Dustin and Nolan are always finding ways to connect their brand to their community. And as a result, we've seen their company grow tremendously. Do you feel, Dustin, that your community is tighter than some other states that you've visited?
I absolutely feel that way. New Mexico has their own culture, their own image, your own attitude, you know, almost even our own language to some regards, you know, Spanglish is very huge out here. So, yeah, we are very unique. And the community loves getting together here. They love supporting each other. We are not a very wealthy state or wealthy community, so there's a lot of giving back that people like to do and just to kind of help their neighbors for sure. So
I can't help but think it's in the heart. There's more in the heart than giving a coupon to somebody who comes in looking for a donation for a raffle or a giveaway for a pancake breakfast, okay? But to do what you guys are doing to that degree has, in my opinion, one of the strongest whys. Charlie, I don't think you do this because you want industry recognition, although you get it. I think it's more deep down inside from your heart and wanting to help people.
I think all business owners, after a while, they start to question what their contribution has been and, you know, how am I going to be seen by others, you know, when it's all over with. We'd all love to hear well done, good and faithful servant. I see the opportunities in owning a business tremendous in supporting our community. I think the two just go hand in hand. It makes you feel great. You know, we as business owners have so many things that we're trying to juggle at the same time, you know, whether we're hiring or trying to retain or advertising or trying to retain those customers who've come in or dealing with a couple of mistakes we may have made. I mean, you're just always looking at the optics of all that you do. And we have found that when you couple it with a strong community connection, everything just seems to work better. Employees want to come to work for you. Your employees that you have already want to stay with you. Customers are more forgiving for a mistake that you may have made. And the word of mouth growth is just tremendous. It's like putting gas on a fire. While I would like to be seen as an asset to the community, you know, it's also smart business. You know, I'm not going to try to conceal it as anything, but it's not just, you know, one or the other, it's everything.
I would like to bring up too is some, when you think about why we do this. So Charlie mentioned us being involved in transformers, transforming the auto repair industry. And part of that, when I think of that term, I think of transforming our reputation in the industry. Okay. Part of our mission statement is to be a leading example in the auto repair industry. There's negative connotations that come along with auto repair, right? We cannot get away from that. It's been given to us over years and years and years. And so we need to be working to improve our reputation. And that gets done by showing the community that we're, you know, good, honest guys. We're your neighbors. We're here trying to make an honest living and to give back to the community as best as we can. I also want to give Charlie some credit for starting Transportation Matters. I don't know if anybody's aware, how many people are aware. I know people are, but that blew me away when he showed me that program that he has. Because how do you have any 4 stars and finding time to get that off the ground, which is amazing. So, yeah, so I want to give some respect to Charlie on that end. But really, transforming the industry, helping people see that we're good people, we're good guys, we want to give back, we want to be involved, and we enjoy doing it.
I think both of you know Dwayne Myers, right?
Oh, yes.
There's another guy who should have really been on here with us. I think Dwayne's hanging out with us in social media or watching this. So, Dwayne, high fives to you. It was great to see you at Apex last week. Think about what his slogan in his company is, where customers become our friends. And he's huge in community. I don't think they do one thing in the realm of marketing their company if it doesn't involve community. And that's the point of the episode. Charlie says, listen, we've got to get to the people. You know, Carm, you're advancing the aftermarket with your podcast, and Transformers is, you know, transforming the aftermarket. There is such a groundswell of change going on. As long as we can get some people out there to listen and say, you know what? This is the episode Charlie and Dustin convinced me that we've got to stop what we're doing and really have it be larger than life. It's got to come from our heart than check a box and give a coupon or, yeah, here's $100, put my ad in the end zone at the ballpark. We need to fix people's cars. We need to give vehicles away. We need to invest in all of these other communities that are helping people. And Charlie, I think it's a perfect time to talk about your 10-year goal of how much money you want to raise for local nonprofits.
So in this business, I guess, and probably in any business, you measure everything. And about 7 years ago, we set a 10-year goal of giving away $320,000. Now, 10 years ago, we had two shops. $320,000 seemed like an insane amount of money. But, you know, you set a goal and you track yourself. I'm happy to say that we are ahead of schedule. And the success of that has been in our process, which we tie our business and our services to the giving that we do. As you mentioned, it's easy to just give a check, you know, to the cute little league boys who come by looking for a handout. And while that's a very good thing to do, it doesn't necessarily equate to more business. So if you use your business for good, the more your business succeeds, the more your business grows, the more good you can do. You know, profit is a good word. It's used all throughout the Bible. So our goal, we accomplished that by, we started a program called State Inspections for the Community. In Virginia, we have mandatory annual state inspections. It's $20, you know, is what the customer pays. We pay our technicians a half of an hour. So those of you shop owners are thinking, what? You pay a half an hour and you collect $20? You know, that's terrible. I wouldn't do any state inspections. Well, we see it as a tremendous opportunity. 9% of all of your area needs a state inspection this month, you know, if everybody is equally dispersed. So there's tremendous opportunity. And of that $20, we set aside $5. So our customers know this. We promote this. The image that you see up on the screen right now are just random pictures of us giving away checks to nonprofits from the funds that we have set aside from state inspections. So we tell our customers it's a way to make the mundane, which is the state inspection, meaningful, which is to support your local nonprofits. So it just gives them a reason to choose us as opposed to the competition. It's a lot of fun. It's great branding opportunity. And it was just our creative way of tying our services to the support that we give the community that supports us.
High fives. I looked at the website today and I looked at all of that. And it's a page on your website, but you also have a special link, State Inspections for Our Community, right?
Yes, that's correct.
If you're watching and you don't do anything like this, just think Charlie has set a bar.
He set a bar.
now look, not every state has inspections, so you could come up with something where a chunk of some service, could be an oil change, can go to a specific community. I mean, it's not hard to think this through, Dustin, is it?
No, it's not. And I was doing the math. You give $5 per inspection, $5 of that $20 you give to a nonprofit, correct, Charlie?
Yes.
I just did the math. You only get $320,000. That's 64,000 inspections.
The other math that I did is he loses money on every state inspection.
It's awesome.
I know.
You know, it's okay though. That's okay.
We make it up in volume.
It's amazing. That is amazing.
You mentioned the boys over at Dynamic Auto, Dwayne, Lee, and Jose, and they really know how to connect with our community also. Dustin had mentioned, you know, while we're supporting our communities, we're also trying to transform the industry because they have a bad reputation. That bad reputation is because they've earned it, you know, from times in the past, but it takes a while to erase those mistakes. What we're doing through our efforts, you know, hopefully other shop owners can gain some inspiration and they can pick a fight of their own, you know. What are they going to go after? Are they going to go after breast cancer? Are they going to go after homelessness? Maybe, you know, food, you know, deprivations within their community. There's opportunity everywhere. And if we're trying to grow our business based on the services that we provide only, you know, you're just like everybody else. The independents, we're not each other's competition. The competition is the new car dealer. What we can do on our level, boots on the ground, allows us to compete with a new car dealer in a way that they can never compete back with us. You know, this is our opportunity to be significant and to give our customers a reason to choose us as opposed to the competition. It's not rocket science. It's a lot of fun. for any shop owner who's seeking significance and who wants to grow their company, to retain their people, to gain more favor with their customers. We're an open book. And, you know, Karin, what you're doing by spreading this word across the industry is tremendous. I mean, it's giving Dustin and I a chance to, you know, get up on top of the mountaintop and share what we're doing. We really appreciate that.
You guys should be very, very proud of what you do. Dustin, the Albuquerque Christian Children's Home. Tell us about your primary charity.
Yeah, we were doing a lot of stuff historically, right? We've Roadrunner Food Bank, breast cancer awareness, you name it, right? It seemed like we were getting pulled in a lot of directions. I found I just chose one. And when you donate to some of these big organizations, maybe 20% of what you donate gets to the people in need. So I found it important to pick a local nonprofit, and this is a children's home. It helps with orphan kids from all ages, all the way up to teenagers, and they help give back. They help the kids with helping their past, mending their past, and building their future, right? So whenever we can help with that organization, I focus primarily on those guys. Currently, we're going to be collecting truckloads of consumables. You think children's home, they want toys, they want blankets, they want clothing. No, they want paper towels, paper plates, dishwashing soap, all this stuff that they blast through all year long. So we're going to mark, we've already started marking it. We do that for in November and December. So that way I'm not picking something random to give back, which a few years back seemed like that's what we're doing. And then we also, you know, you always think about this time of year, right? Giving back to the community. It's Thanksgiving right around the corner, Christmas right around the corner. So this helped us kind of spread it out throughout the year as well. I was like, why do we always just want to give back to our community when it seems like, oh, this is the time to market giving back to the community? No, the community needs your help all year long. So we work with these guys throughout the whole year, whether it's their spring pancake breakfast fundraiser they put together, helping them with the groundskeeping at the home, anything we can throughout the year. If they need something, they give us a call. We're right there for them.
Dustin, a little bit on actually how it works. Are you asking your customers to help with a paper towel or dishwashing soap and all those great consumables? Are you just going out? Are you the person that's buying all the paper towels at BJ's, Costco, and Walmart?
No. We're email blasted customers. We ask them for donations. They come in, they bring them, and they're happy to do so. And it's amazing because everyone thinks toys and clothes. So our customers are like, wow, this makes a lot of sense to bring these guys these consumable stuff. And they will boxes and boxes I'll get from my customers that just help donate and help make it a successful drive.
This is just truly incredible. I've known that you guys have done this, but I am not sure we have enough inside our industry stepping to the plate and doing this. And if we want to lift the image of our industry, and for all the right reasons, become closer, like Dwayne says, customers become friends. Let them see you do this. Let them get on that train that you guys have stoked to help the community. I would be very disappointed in my mission to advance the aftermarket if a bunch of you that are listening right now don't. Again, you said it perfectly, Dustin. It's the holidays. We should be doing this. No, maybe the excuse is now, but don't stop in January. Find something to let and just let it continue. Charlie, I know we changed the time of our show here today so that it allows you some time to get out to do something very special today at 2:00. Tell us about it.
Let me tell you one story first. I'm sorry, before I forget. But, you know, New Mexico, my experience has shown me that it's a very unique community. They truly love each other in that state. Andrew and I, my son Andrew, and I flew out to Santa Fe one time to help a fellow shop owner hold an event called Family Service Day. The name of the shop was the Auto Angel. The owner's name is Gabriel. And while we were doing this day of service, providing free care for families in need, we were talking, you know, Gabriel and I were talking, and the conversation was around, you know, what else are you doing for your community? It seems like everybody in town loves you guys. You know, what else are you doing? And he said, well, do you guys do paid inspections at your shop? And we have two different levels of inspections. We have the courtesy inspection, which most shops do. And then we have what's called the full health inspection, you know, FHI. So that full health inspection tends to cost the consumer $70, $69. He said, well, we do that paid inspection also, but you know what we charge? A bag of non-perishable goods, groceries, peanut butter, bread, things that we can put into the pantry for the local food drive. And I said, so, you know, how does that work? He says, well, a person comes in, if they want an inspection, we'll suggest that they get the paid inspection and in exchange for a bag of groceries. If they don't have the bag of groceries with them right then, they can bring it back later. You know, but we do a paid inspection. They feel like they're not really having to pay for it because it's not the green money. It's groceries that they know it's going to be going to a good cause. And he says, you know what our average repair order is after a bag of grocery inspection? I asked him, no. I said, what is it? $780. You know, because the customer has been given permission or given you permission to inspect their entire vehicle. And he responds with, we're not going to come at you with a long laundry list of what's needed. We'll only talk about the three most major things. I mean, it's brilliant. That's just an example of creativity along with what you provide for a service in a way that gets complete buy-in from the customer. Gabriel does a great job. Anybody who knows him knows he's a dynamo. But getting back to your question, what we're doing this afternoon is a car giveaway, and it's a unique one. You know, so it's not me buying a car and giving it away to a family. We try to follow our business model of supporting nonprofits. And frankly, I don't want to be involved in selecting who gets the car, because when you do that, you're also deciding who doesn't get the car. So we leave that up to the nonprofit. But I had a customer, like most of us do. His name is Dan. He owns Signature Stone, a granite supply company. His 2015 Escape needed a transmission. Well, this Escape happens to be all-wheel drive, so the transmission is ridiculous. It's expensive. And he looked at the use of the vehicle, the age, how he needs it or doesn't need it, and decided, you know, I'm just not going to fix it. It's just not worth it to me. So what do I do? You know, what do I do with it? Do I have to just junk it? So he was asking for some advice. And I think we as shop owners hear the same story a lot. So I said, well, you know, let me work on this and come up with a solution. But I think I've got a good idea for you. So I reached out to my friend, Matt Lacey, who owns Lacey Auto Parts. And I said, Matt, I've got an opportunity for you. If you provide me with a transmission, I'll install it for free into a car that's being donated by a local business. So in essence, there's three businesses who together are making a donation to this nonprofit, which is the Williamsburg House of Mercy. That nonprofit, their goal is to eradicate homelessness, and they're tied to the largest Catholic church in town. So four different entities involved. My cost is the labor. Matt's cost is the transmission. Dan's cost is he's donating his car, but he'll get a full tax write-off. You know, so there's really no cost for him. To make it really beneficial to the other two business owners, I've hired a video team to come in this afternoon to talk to us at American Pride, to Matt, to Dan, also to the nonprofit. And they'll be asking questions like, why do you feel it's important to tie your company to your community? Why do you feel it's important for your nonprofit to work with the business community? Questions that will get others hopefully to think about a way, once again, to pick a fight of their own and help out their community, but it's a branding opportunity for us. You know, those of us who deal with customers every day, we have plenty of opportunities to promote our brand. A person like Matt or Dan with the Granite Company, you know, they don't. You know, they're off a beaten path in an industrial park, but yet they're still doing a lot of business, employing a lot of people. So they can use this video to show who they are as opposed to just what they do. And that brand recognition will help their business do well. And in turn, they can do more for the community. I love it when a project doesn't really cost a lot from one individual or one entity, but everybody who touches it pulls from it. You know, that's a lot of energy.
Carm here, and coming up, find out the backstory behind Charlie's Family Service Day. Are you stuck in small ticket rut? Well, that's exactly what happened to Dominic Linden and the team at Autobahn Service in Sheffield, Massachusetts. With the busy day-to-day bustle of shop operations, they didn't have time to chase customers for approval. They were caught in a cycle of low AROs, and they were losing those higher ticket jobs to competitors. Autobahn Service was introduced to Shopware, and just a few months after going live, the shop was so busy with new jobs that they actually needed to lower their car count. They are now able to be selective with the services they take on, and profits have never been better. Additionally, by tapping into Shopware's digital estimating capabilities, Autobahn Service has noticed an 89% average approval rate from customers. Their average RO before Shopware was $450, and now it's up to $700. Now, that's a 55% increase. Do the math. Reach your customers faster and get approved dollars up. GetShopware.com. Do you lie awake at night wondering why your competitors have hundreds of five-star reviews, but you only have a few? What's one thing that top auto shops like Urban Auto Care have that sets them apart from the rest? Well, it's hundreds of five-star Google reviews. Literally, you could have this too. When do you ask for a review? Well, there's actually an optimal time to ask your client for an online review. According to Broadly, the best time to ask for a review is immediately after a service. They know. Think about it. That's when the experience is fresh, the vehicle looks good, and you've just satisfied their needs for safe and reliable transportation. Lots of companies say they can help your shop get more reviews, but what do they really offer? Broadly is the only platform that partners with Google for reviews and messaging in the auto space. Rest easy with Broadly, which gets you more online reviews and more people coming into your shop. On the web at getbroadly.com/chat to start chatting with a Broadly representative and learn more on the web at getbroadly.com/chat. We have done a lot on community. Just go to the website, to the resources tab, find the keyword, drop it down, look at philanthropy. These are just four examples of episodes that we have done on community. And of course, on the top left corner there, you'll see the gang from Dynamic and all that they do. I got like five things just brewing out of my head. The video thing, huge, important. We're not doing enough of it, and we should be doing more because I think there's great stories to tell with video. Transportation matters, Charlie. I really would love you to cover that. And of course, Family Service Day. But Dustin, any follow-up on Charlie's thing on giving away vehicles? Have you ever done that?
We've never done much vehicle giveaways ourselves, no. But I do want to kind of follow up on, like you said, the video thing and letting people know, letting the community know what all you do. I think us in the industry and many shop owners do a lot to give back. And we don't like boasting. We don't like patting ourselves on the back. We don't like, hey, look at what we did. You know, we don't like this that kind of response, you know, stroking our ego, for example. However, I mean, if you're going to get the benefit of it on a business side and to help the community receive the benefit as well, you have to let them know. So that's just amazing. We do videos on our social media as often as we can. We're getting ready to do one next week, just talking about the food, the drive for all of the materials that the home needs, right? And we're doing it not just for brand awareness, which is a positive side effect on a business side point, but also to let the community know. People don't know. They don't know to ask, and they can't come to us and ask for help, especially when it comes to things like what Charlie is doing. You know, I mean, Charlie, how did you find out that the church you wanted to donate this car from to, right? Is that a church you're involved in, or did somebody reach out to you? And they don't know to reach out to you unless you let them know, right?
That's right. You know, it kind of folds into the title of this episode, which is Do We Earn Enough Respect? You know, earn, you know, that's an action. you know, people would like to receive a lot of respect. I've talked to customers who, you know, sometimes they're very difficult. And you could say, wow, that was very disrespectful. We like to lead with who we are whenever we can. It identifies, you know, the culture of your company. You know, earning is, and you've never really acquired it. You know, you can get to the point where you are respected, but you've got to maintain it. It's something that I think all good business owners are constantly aware of, is earning the respect of each other, of their people, and of their customers. It's like advertising. You're always looking for content. You know, what can I do to be most effective at earning respect? And it's nonstop. You'll never have it figured out. You can set it aside. It's constant.
So let's convince the audience that video is not hard to do. And the minute you hear video, oh, I've got to have a cinematographer, expensive equipment, all these microphones, flying drones. Explain, Dustin and Charlie, that you got to capture these moments.
It is selfie stuff, right? Me and my brother talking to each other for 2 minutes. Hey, we're collecting this stuff. Come by and drop off some paper towels. The home needs it. And we do it in front of the shop, in front of the logo. It's quick. It's natural. It's easy. It's not fake. It's not overproduced. And it's real. And people want that. They don't want something highly polished, right? They want that intimacy. It makes them feel more connected to you as an individual. It's what their kids are doing. It's what their parents are doing. It's what their friends are doing. Little video chat stuff. Don't overthink it. Just do it. And then if the first one you stumbled on your words, post it. They're only going to watch it for the first couple days it's on there. And then it gets buried in the rest of social media stuff. Don't overthink it, man. Just do
it. It's Dustin's blooper reel.
Yeah, exactly. No, they do not care. The message gets across. You're genuine. You're a human being. There are certain times, obviously, when you need a professional production, but when you're just kind of going every week or two on social media, you don't overthink it.
Tracy, this is a message to you. We need to save Dad's blooper reels because it's a riot.
She probably has some that you don't know she has.
She probably does. I know. Hey, look, Dustin, before we get back to Charlie on the whole video thing, you built a training room, and you're going to not only use it for technician training and stuff, but you're going to use it for something else too.
Yes, we've had this room that needed to be finished for quite some time, and I finally got the push to do it when we got invited to host technician training with Napa. And I'm going to have technicians from all over town come in. I want to make sure my place looks good, you know. So we completely cleaned it up, made it look real nice. And so that's been really exciting to think about what I could use this for. And one thing I've been wanting to do, but I've never had space to do, which I now have, is my new driver training. Young drivers come in, host a clinic, a car clinic. This is how you check your tire pressure. This is how you change the spares. This is how you check your oil. Have breakfast for the people and have donuts and bagels and burritos and
get
a dozen or so people in the neighborhood to bring their young drivers in, and we'll show them how to take care of their car. And then even mechanics kind of 101 for people in the community that just want to know about it themselves that aren't necessarily new drivers.
It's brilliant. It's not a unique idea. I think there's a lot of people doing that. But the benefit, first of all, I think you invite the parents because you want them to be there. The kids shouldn't drive there themselves. Make sure the parent comes. Now you've got an exposure to the shop. But finding interns in our industry and then, you know, and then putting people through an internship or an apprentice program, it's almost like, wow, what is that? That is cool. I mean, it's not what's in the class. It's what happens after the class that could be just as important.
That's right. It could be used as a retention tool. You know, we have such a demand for talent. And to convince young individuals, hey, this is an opportunity to make a good living is definitely a good spin on that as well, for sure.
So, Charlie, did you bring in Cecil B. DeMille to do the video for today?
Well, while I'm a huge believer in what Dustin's saying, I'm also guilty of going over the top sometimes. So I do have a crew coming in only because I'm doing this really as a gift to the nonprofit, to Lacey Automotive, and also to Signature Stone, because I really value their participation in this giveaway. So it'll be used several times over. I'm hoping a lot of people see it. I'm hoping that other independent repair shops take a look at it. I think maybe some shop owners don't get involved in doing some of the boots on the ground stuff that we're actually doing right now for two reasons. One is it's just not their nature. It's not their natural, they're not comfortable doing that. Now, Dustin and Nolan, you know, those guys are the real deal. You know, they're funny, they're cracking up, they love each other, and it shows. They don't have to put on a fake face. Some shop owners are just not comfortable. It's like dancing. You know, you'll never catch me on a dance floor. I am not comfortable dancing, and I'm not going to do it. If you grab a hold of my hand and say, oh, come on, it'll be so much fun. Come on, let's go dancing. Nope, I am going to pull back harder. So some things we're just not comfortable with, and that's okay, because we know how to delegate. And when you find somebody who is the right person, who is an extrovert, who loves to put on a good show, that's the person that maybe should be tasked with community connection or whatever you want to call it. The second reason is inspiration is soon followed by perspiration. You know, these things that we do, you know, they're a lot of fun, but they're a lot of work, and we're all fairly busy. Last night I drove that 2015 Escape home last night and spent 5 hours detailing it. I love to clean things, so it wasn't really a chore for me. I love to make things better, shinier. You know, by the time I was done, you know, my wife Diane was in bed, you know, but that extra effort has to go into everything that we do. There's no way around it. But if it's not your thing, you can delegate it and find people to do the work for you if that's how you want to go forward with it. But they shouldn't be seen as excuses not to do something.
I love it. You found a who to help you in the form of a videographer. And in the case of Dustin, I love it. We have two completely different views. At one end, get out your phone, and the other end, in this particular instance, Charlie, I see the value in having this professionally done. Hey, have you ever heard of the term dance as if no one was watching?
Everybody's watching. That's the problem. Everybody's watching.
I can show you a few dance moves if you want, Charlie.
All right.
Leave me alone, Dustin. I don't want to dance.
Next time you get together, I need to hear. I need to have video on that. By the way,
see, everybody's watching.
Little two-stepper, easy.
Hey guys, this was great. I love it. I think we have a few more things to discuss. Family Service Day, transportation matters, Charlie. Dustin, why don't you guys just build on that a little bit for me?
The Family Service Day concept was started when we opened up our second shop. I was very concerned about how long it was going to take to become profitable. And I knew that I had to find a reason for the community to embrace me. So I thought, you know, what is that reason going to be? One morning in the shower, I was just thinking about my past. I was raised by a single mom, me and my three sisters. And there was a time when, you know, she was walking to work while the Chevy Nova sat in the driveway. And she was a dental hygienist. You know, so this is northern New England. She's wearing a white skirt, white leotards. She's walking with a heavy coat, sub-zero temperatures. And the car is broken, you know, but when you can't afford the solution, you just don't ask what's wrong. So, you know, there we were. As a kid, it didn't really mean a whole lot to me. There's a lot that kids don't understand, but as adults, they can look back on those times and they understand the why. So I thought, why don't I take the lessons that I have from my past and use them with the skill set that I have today? So we decided to open up our doors at that new second location and invite in people through a church who needed help. And we provided free automotive care and repair. You know, it started with no end in mind, without a name. It wasn't called anything back then. But what happened was the community talked about it for months afterwards. If I went to the grocery store wearing my American Pride shirt, you know, the checkout person said, "Oh, you're the ones that do that thing for the single parents." You know, they weren't talking about the services that we provide, the oil changes or the repairs or the tires, but they were talking about who we were. And it was then that I knew this thing has some legs. So we gave it a name, Family Service Day, and we did it with our first location. And then we bounced back to the second location, back and forth. When we opened up our third location, we actually cut the ribbon on a Family Service Day because that was who we had become within the community. When I was out with Gabriel in Santa Fe, it was to help him with his Family Service Day. You know, there's been shops all over the country who have done this event. We've given away millions of dollars or over $1 million in services and helped well over 1,000 families through this program. It's just an inspirational way to pick a fight and make a difference within your community.
Have you ever done that, Dustin?
Man, it's hard to keep up with Charlie.
We're friends.
Not so public, you know. We've definitely done our fair share of helping families in need, but we tend to not have advertised it much, right? Just take care of that fuel pump for her and get them back on the road, which feels good and great. But there's, you know, you're missing some of the marketing opportunities when we did it, do it that way, for sure.
Hey, look, I did an episode, you know, we're in the Remarkable Results Radio, we're into almost at 700, but back in episode 120, your sister, Charlie, Susan Hawley, came on to talk about Family Service Day. And I don't know why I've never updated that in all those years, but we've just done it. So thank you for all of that. Guys, do you think we had an impact in today's lesson or story?
You know, I hope so. I think that Dustin and I are pretty easy to reach out to. And I hope that this conversation goes on well beyond the length of your episode. I would love to open myself up for anybody to contact either directly through email, cell phone, through the company, Facebook, you name it, YouTube, and share stories. I'd love to hear your stories on what you're doing in your community and then how we can spread the word to other shop owners. This industry is getting ready to go through a lot of consolidation. You know, we're already seeing it. We have been seeing it for years. It's only going to get worse. We're going to be working on more complex cars. You know, we're going to need more talent. We need stronger companies tomorrow, more so than we do today. And we do that by building strength within the community, because they're the ones who support us. You know, they're the ones that allow us to survive. You know, so they're our focus.
I make a comment on that. As you said, more complex cars, well, it's going to get costlier to fix them. And we're we may even find more people with no wheels because they can't afford the kind of, you know, relays, equipment, diagnostic time that goes in them. Perfect time to help communities. Dustin, I'll give you the last word, my friend.
You know, this thing's titled, Do We Get Enough Respect? And I think in a lot of ways we do. I mean, I think it is recognized. I think Charlie's recognized for what he does. And like Charlie said earlier, we have to earn it. And you have to earn that respect every day and anywhere you're at in your community. Again, following up with Charlie said, we've got so much changes coming into our industry, so many challenges, but yet also a lot of opportunities. Okay, I look at a very positive outlook on the future of our industry. And I really think the people that are going to survive are the shops that are engaged in the communities, working with the communities, being a part of the community that they're in. And that's going to help deter some of these conglomerates from coming in and really taking over. So, yes, do we get enough respect? If we let people know what we're doing, we're going to get more. So keep sharing what you do. Give back to the community, be genuine about it. And, you know, have fun. Have fun doing it because it is, it's a lot of fun. Charlie, you're going to have a blast today, given that forward away. You're gonna be putting your head on your pillow tonight going, man, what a great day this was, you know? So
I love it. Hey, guys, thank you so much. Charlie, thank you for bringing this and pulling this together and highlighting the word earn. You just can't be in business and sit back and wait for the world to come to you. There's no doubt in the kind of business that we are in, we've got to reach out and we've got to help people. And so here's the deal, and I'm going to quote you again, Charlie. I want to suggest, and we had someone comment on the fact that they were inspired and on Monday they're going to do something about it, but take an insight that you got from today, be inspired by it, and then go perspire and put it together.
Fantastic.
Well, we can all stink together.
President, American Pride from Virginia, and Dustin Brown, Brown's Auto Experts from New Mexico. Thanks, guys, for being here.
Thank you,
Carm. Thanks so much. Pleasure.
Thanks for being on board to listen and learn from the premier automotive aftermarket podcast. Until next time.